We are learning Maseches Dom Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, and we're starting the top line. Tanya Linton Abraisim. Hanoidom in Adagon. If someone asks Anor from Dagon, so we had our Mishnah already, Machlekes, Rameir, and the Chachamim. Rameir said it means anything that you pile, and according to the Chachamim, it means Dafka, the five minim, the five grains. So this price is going according to Rameir. Had Tanya, Hanoidom in Adagon, also Afpula Mitzvah Yavash, even from dry beans, with fresh beans, you don't pile up. You also mutter in rice, bechilka, that's split wheat, betrigus, that's wheat split into three pieces, or tisni, wheat split into four pieces. Again, those things you don't pile. Hanoidim in Paris Hashana, if you ask the farm the Paris of the year, also the Paris Hashana, you also all the Paris that grow this year. Mutter, but you are mutter begedim in goats, or tloyim, and sheep, or vecholov, and milk, all these things, they're not really called peiros. The chalav, the basim, and eggs, the geizlis, and little chickens that are born. What?
Why do you think those are peiros?
Because there's something that multiply and they grow. They grow. They grow. Like every year they grow. They come out, they grow, they hatch. Look, if you say gedule shana, if you say the thing that grow this year, not peiros, if you say gedule, taka, those are also. Also bakul, and you also all those things. Those things are all gedule, all grow this year. They all grow. The chalav, all these things that come this year. Beitzim, they all happen this year. If you say gedule shana, the also bakul on. I know you didn't peiros are oretz. If you ask if I'm peiros oretz, so it means it has to be dafka peiros that grow out of the ground. So also, bakul peiros oretz. Umutur, but your mutter bekmeim and patriots. Your mutter in mushrooms. Because mushrooms, the Gemara says, doesn't grow from the ground. We'll expound on that in a second. We say things that grow out of the ground, then also Rekulon, even on Kamehameha Patras. Because that's definitely, you look at the ground, you see the mushrooms growing out of it. It says in a Mishnah, or in a Mishnah in Masechtas Brachos, Al Dovash Engulim Aretz, Emma Shakal Nibavari. Anything that's not Gedulim Aretz, you say Shakal. For example, egg, you say shakal, or chalav, or milk, you say shakal. V'tanya, and the Braisa explains on that, ala melach on salt, v'ala zomis, which is like salt water, v'ala kmeim and poitres, which is mushrooms, amash shakal nivivarit. So what do you see? You see, it's not even gedulim in aretz. It's not even gedulim in aretz, because it says, al dovash ain't gedulim in aretz, shakal nivivarit. What's an example of shakal nivivarit, kmeim and poitres? Amabaya, mirbu ravu ma'ara. It grows out of the ground, but meinik ma'avir yanki, the sustenance it gets is not from the water on the ground, it goes from the ear. V'loy ma'ara. And therefore, regarding brachas, it has to be something that has yinika ma'ara in order to make a hadam or ha'etz. But if it comes yinika ma'avir, if the yinika is from the ear, then the halacha is that it's shakal nivavari. Ma'ashenkin, legabi, the nether is gedulim in the arutz, it grows out of the ground. But for the Gemara, v'aktani, it says, by shahakal, dova she'en gedulim arutz. It says ain't gedulim aretz, and for the Gemara tani adava shein yoinik min aretz. Don't say gedulim aretz and yoinik min aretz. You have to learn the Mishnah that says shakal nivara. Anything that's ain't yoinik min aretz doesn't get sustenance from the ground. That's where shakal nivara. But this is called gedulim aretz, and that's why it's also by nether. So the Mishnah vayta. I know you like, so someone asks nether from clothing. Mutter besak or v'yiriya v'chamila. Even though it's possible to wear a sack or yiriya v'chamila, these are all things that are made of very thick threads, and they're not the normal thing to wear it. It's wearable, but it's not a normal thing to wear it. Like a sackcloth or yiriya or chamila, these are like a tablecloth. These things are not normal to wear. So therefore, you mutter to wear that. Oma koinim tsema oyle alai. I'm not going to have any wool go on top of me. Mutter skas because it's tsema. You could cover yourself with clumps of tzemer, because that also is not clothing. When you say oyla alai, you mean pashtus clothing. If you say pishtan oyla alai, mutos kasim, it's a pishtan, you let her cover yourself with clumps of pishtan. Rav Yehuda Eimer says it depends. It is possible that you should be asked for clumps of pishtan or clumps of tzemer. How? Hakol fia neder. Depends when he made the neder. Tahan, he was carrying a big load, vezia, he's sweating profusely, while your reicha kasha, and he wasn't smelling good. Omar, koinim tzema pishtam oil alai. I'm never having tzema pishtam on top of me again. Mutl eskasa, he's allowed to wear a wool suit, but also lahafsal achar, but you're not allowed to carry clumps of pishtam on your back, because there, we know what you mean, because it's from sweating, that's why you're saying it. Akaponim, that's our mishtam. Look, the Gemara, Tanya, hanoidim raksus, mutl besak viru chamila. It's mutter to wear a sack, a viru chamila, because that's made out of thick threads, and that's not a normal thing to be clothing. But you are also a punda. Punda is like a belt like a belt made of leather. You do piskio, v'sukrutio, v'katavio, v'ampilio, u'plinio. These are all type of leather, type of mabushim that are all considered. We'll see in a second. Sukratia is something that a tanner wears as an apron. They're all clothing. Therefore, you also in that, even though they're not regular wool suits, but there's something they wear for clothing. Umichlasayim, pants, michlasayim, those days, the undergarments were called michlasayim. Vikoiva, and a hat, those things are called clothing. And if you ask yourself a maksos, you're also in that. You're not also in a sack, those things are too thick. But these things, even though they're not regular clothing, they're not regular things, what we refer to as suits, but they are called clothing, therefore it's also. Mayis karuti, omrabachana, kituna de tzala. It's the apron that the leather worker, which you call tanner, wears. That's what a skruti is. Tanya lived in a brisa. Yoitzim. This is on Shabbos. Besakova. You're allowed to wear on Shabbos if it's raining. You're allowed to wear this thick sack with sogus ova, another type of piece of clothing that's made out of thick threads. You're allowed to wear that on Shabbos. If it's raining, you're allowed to wear these thick threaded sacks or tablecloths because of the rain. Even though it's not a normal thing to wear, but for the rain, it is normal. Have a loibet teva, but you can't go out in a box. Loibet kupa, it's a different type of box, the machatzelis or a mat. That you can't do already. That's not even wearable. It's basically not even wearable. It's not called wearing it. If you put a box over yourself, it's not called wearing it. That's called carrying on Shabbos. That's why it's whole shaila. People wear coverings over their head. What exactly the get of that? Is that a beged or not? That pasha is not a beged. It has to be a beged in order to walk out on Shabbos with it. Haroyim yoytzim esakim. Haroyim could go out with a sack. The usual thing was that Royim wore these sacks. I guess they don't want to get dirty from all the animals. So that's not called a masui on Shabbos, because the derech was for Royim to wear clothing that was made like a sack. For whatever reason, maybe because they don't want to get dirty from all the behemoths, balak upon him. So he's allowed to go out with that on Shabbos, because that's called a malbus for a Royim. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Hakolafi Anoida. Rav Yehuda said that even though we said that if someone says, I'm not going to wear pishton or wear tzemer, the law is you're not allowed to wear a suit, a wool suit, but you're all allowed to wear clumps of wool. But Rav Yehuda said, it depends. Hakolafi Anoida. So now the Gemara has been there a brisa, which according to the Ran, this brisa argues slightly on our Mishnah. Tanya, Keitzar Rav Yehuda Hakolafi Anoida, Hoya Lovash Tzemer, if he was wearing a suit, Behetzar, and it was getting hot. Vamakun and Sema Oilalai, also a little bush, not allowed to wear a suit. Umutalitim, you're allowed to carry Tzemer. Hoyatom Pishtam Vezia, but if you're carrying Pishtam Vezia and you start sweating, Vamakun and Pishtam Oilalai, mut a little bush, you're allowed to wear a linen shirt. Vasalitim, you're not allowed to carry it. That's what the Bryce says. So everything is Fiyan Oidim. So the Ram points out this Bryce is arguing around a Mishnah. Because our Mishnah was Mashma, even Stoma, when you say a neder, when you make a neder on a piece of tzemer, so then it means that I can't wear a wool suit. Rav Yehuda's Mashma, it's only if it's a fi hanoider. It's only if I'm wearing the suit and I say that. But if not, then that there's no echacha that it's dafka levisha. Then if you're Rav Yehuda, you'll be also on both. If there's no echacha, you'll be also on both. Mashenkin Ar Tanakama says the stoma is that if you say tzema, you mean a suit. Rav Yehuda says the only time you mean a suit is if I'm wearing the suit. And then he said dafka, a suit, and not carrying. I had to learn up Rav Yehuda between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And the Ran says that the Mustafa we pass like our Mishnah, therefore stoma levisha means wearing, not carrying. But if you are carrying it, and then you make the net, they agree to Rav Yehuda that there it's also been te'ina or mutav levisha, because there it's a kolafi anoida. But just the stoma is wearing. Mashenkin in the Braisa, the stoma was not wearing. The stoma was everything. It has to be dafka. If you're wearing it, then you say that's a kolafi anoida, and it'll be also only wearing it, not on carrying.